Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 17th, through Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. February 18th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you arise each day, learn to depend upon me in every present moment, good times and difficulties as well. If you are successful in this, you will not fear. It will be less difficult to trust in my intervention. If you are of a mindset that you can and must handle all situations without me, Satan will have an open door to fear. It is most easy to live in holy love when you trust in my most powerful and unexpected grace. This is Satan's front line of attack to destroy your trust in my intervention. Be wise in this knowledge." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 19th, 2023. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, today let us begin a new season of understanding. Take the time to understand what my daily message means to you personally. Is there some attitude in your own life you must change? The whole reason I speak to you so often is to conform your hearts to holy love. To achieve this, you must apply the messages to yourself." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 20th, 2023. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "The way for the sinner to have his own way is to make his way one with my divine will. To that end, become proficient in the commandments and obedience to my commandments. This is the way to open the doors of paradise and to avoid purgatory. It makes no difference what your belief is about purgatory. My truths do not change to comply with your beliefs. Everything is judged by merit of obedience to my commandments. Integrate this truth into your moment-to-moment behavior. The more you love me, the less burdensome this becomes." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 22 through 24. "And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.